rehab.
While campaigns often start heating up after Labor Day, the race for Ohio's governor has been making headlines the past couple of weeks. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU's political reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
So what is the state of Ohio's governor's race right now?
The state of the race, I suppose, I mean, if there's only one independent poll that's out there that I know of, and it was done at the end of July. Quinnipiac University had John Kasich, the Republican incumbent, up by 12 percentage points over Ed Fitzgerald, the Democrat, Cuyahoga County executive. So that's the only real polling. I'm sure they have internal polling, but that's what we know.
Now, Fitzgerald's been making a lot of headlines lately, not necessarily in the ways that are going to help his campaign. How has he been reacting to all this publicity?
Well, he's had a rough 2 weeks. You know, some stories have come out that have not been very flattering to him. He has sent out emails to his supporters basically apologizing and saying, you know, I'll accept responsibility for any mistakes I made, but, you know, we're going to continue to fight because we believe in these issues and, you know, we believe in this campaign.
Is that an unusual thing to do for a candidate to send out an apology letter?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty unusual. I mean, you don't see that very often.
Now, there were a couple of incidents. First, there was a woman in his car at 4:30 in the morning. Tell us what you know about that.
Well, all we know for sure, I mean, there, October 2012, he was in a car 4:30 in the morning with a woman who was not his wife. Somebody, you know, it was in an industrial area. Somebody called it in as a suspicious vehicle. The police came. There were no charges filed. The woman turned out to be a member of a delegation from Ireland that was visiting Cuyahoga County and was a friend who had gotten separated from the rest of the delegation. And he said he was trying to find her hotel to take her back. You know, it's basically a wash. I mean, I'm not sure, you know, much is going to come of that.
Now, there's a second situation that came to light. This one seems a little unusual. It's a lack of a driver's license. He drove for 10 years without a license?
Yeah, from 2002 to 2012, he did not have a permanent driver's license in the state of Ohio. Even though he was a suburban mayor for most of that time and then part of the time county executive. He had a series of temporary permits, but he never got his permanent driver's license for 10 years. And even his campaign said, that was a mistake and it shouldn't have happened. And you know, we're sorry about it. But, you know, it in a lot of people's minds raised questions about, you know, his judgment.
So how has the incumbent candidate, Governor John Kasich, and his campaign been reacting to all of this?
Well, John Kasich and his campaign, they haven't had to say a word because, you know, the news media all over the state has been carrying this message out about, you know, these stories. So they really don't have to say anything.
They just sit back and watch it happen.
Right.
But these incidents, they're not necessarily Fitzgerald's biggest problems. He also has some money issues.
Yes, he does. John Kasich, in the last campaign finance reports that came out about a week ago, has raised $16.4 million for his campaign. Ed Fitzgerald has raised $4.4 million. That's a 4-to-1 disadvantage. That is huge because the only way that you get your message out and start moving the poll numbers in your direction is with money. And if you're at that big a disadvantage, it's just a steeper hill to climb.
So he is continuing to campaign.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's out there. He was out there all weekend campaigning in northwest Ohio in the areas that lost water a couple weeks ago because of the toxic algae blooms in Lake Erie, and has been trying to make an issue of that, saying that, you know, the Kasich administration holds some responsibility for this. But, yeah, he's out there campaigning, and he's campaigning hard.
Now, does he have time to turn things around?
Well, there's basically 12 weeks before the election, about 8 weeks before early voting starts. That's not a whole lot of time. But, you know, and he's probably got a pretty big gap he's got to close. But only time will tell.
All right, Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.